Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates studio, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. This is Winning at Life. It's the Daily Wrap. We do this every evening at 7. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is Live Financial Talk Radio.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, Gregory, it's worse than you thought. Americans are drastically undersaved for retirement. Also, Amazon has a new big competitor in the online retail world. Did you see who's rising up and who beat them in holiday sales? It ought to freak you out in a good way. Don't spoil it, Gregory. I see you thinking over there. And it's been 31 years now officially since our last significant tax overhaul, and a lot of people are thinking, well, we may be breaking that streak in the next 24 months. If you have a financial situation not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. 504-260-0995. You can also reach out to us via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Go to gregoryricks.com. Say hi in the chat box. There's 1,000 ways to get a hold of us. But I want to start with the
savings. I just want to comment. It's pretty bad, so how can it get worse? I just want to throw that out there. I know you might not be your first topic for us to cover.
I can go right there if you want, because it's going to ruin the rest of your day. I wanted to start where we left off yesterday.
So we're going to cover it in the last 2 minutes.
I don't want you to be ticked when we talked about fun stuff, and I want to start with the fun stuff.
Okay.
We just touched on this yesterday, but we had a couple of great calls, and this sort of got punted. But the government has decided they want to quote unquote help driverless car companies. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I remember that, and I think they're doing pretty good. So we want to spend money now to help them?
It's not that
they're driving tractor-trailer rigs across the country, and it backs up to the dock, and they offload it. I remember hearing it drove through Denver on its route. It's like, how are they needing help? Looks like they've got it figured out.
Yes, I remember that too. And then you remember the story from in December when, after the fact, Alphabet, the parent company of Google that has the driverless cars running around, they bragged about how they did a test where an Alphabet car, one of its self-driving cars, toted this blind dude all around Austin. He told the car, take me to the grocery store, take me to the post office, take me home. It came, picked him up. He got in. He sat in there and didn't see anything while it drove him around.
Of course, these driverless car companies, startups, would like some help if you feel like giving away money, but I just don't see why we need to.
And you're right. We've had some other experiments where a truck went all the way across the continent. We've had a couple other self-driving experiments pop up here and there. But when they tried it in San Francisco, now you would think Uber launching an experimental self-driving ride-sharing service in San Francisco would be welcomed by open arms. This is, you know, the hub of Silicon Valley. They are the most forward-thinking tech innovators on the planet right now. And they shut it down. They were so – it's the language I'm using, Gregory. I'm being too hard on them. They were so eager to help, Gregory, that they ordered the company to shut down their service and establish some regulations so an autonomous vehicle can be tested in public with the consumer and public safety in mind. So they gave him a whole lot of safety tips. Thank you, California DMV.
Not regulations?
Well, yeah, that's... Okay. I mean, they act like it's voluntary. And they'll even say the words it's voluntary, but woe be to the company that steps outside, colors outside of the lines on that book. But they also said if the vehicle manufacturer or anyone that installs autonomous technology on a vehicle is not allowed to test them on public roads until they've obtained a permit for such tests from the DMV, which is not fair because they haven't offered self-driving car permits because they've never had self-driving cars. So they just invented this new permit after the self-driving test began in San Francisco. So Uber had a couple of instances, a couple of options. So number one, they could go to the California DMV, make their case, fill out the paperwork, and get the permit. They didn't do that, though. They went to Tempe, Arizona. Hey, can we try our cars? Sure. Bring it on. So Tempe, Arizona is now the new hub of self-driving car tests.
That's hilarious. Okay. What was California going to charge them?
We don't even get to know. They didn't even bother with the...
Didn't even bother, so we'll move on.
Yeah, they said they basically looked at a map, and they said, okay, we're in California. Let's see, blue state. There's one adjacent red state. We'll go there. They literally went to the closest adjacent right-to-work state. The U.S. Department of Transportation did not want to be outdone by the California DMV. So when they heard about, I can't believe you mentioned that cross-country diesel, the tractor trailer went all the way from one side of the country to the other. When the U.S. Department of Transportation heard about that happened in September. They released a 116-page federal automated vehicles policy that outlines – they're so helpful here, Greg. They wanted to help so bad. A 15-point design and development checklist applicable to the makers of automated cars. They now know better than automated cars, car manufacturers. They have a 15-point checklist.
How did they know what to put on the checklist? You've been experimenting with driverless rigs?
I have no answer for that.
You know what it is? Somebody up in D.C. was like, who in the hell approved this? I didn't, and I'm the one that approves it.
Yeah. Well,
so that's where it went from.
I'm the one who approves it. Some guy took it personal, didn't he? So they also wanted to help some more, Gregory. So before the end of the year, they also – this is the United States Department of Transportation. By the way, if you ask me what I think we should do with the DOT, shut the whole thing down. We got enough problems at the state level. Then they went – in addition to their 116-page federal automated vehicle policy manual that they released, they then issued a 392-page notice of proposed rulemaking – to mandate that all new light cars talk to each other using very specific vehicle-to-vehicle technology and making sure that these idiots over at Alphabet and Uber and, you know, these tech billionaires don't get this new technology wrong, Gregory. We got the government making sure they don't screw it up. They can find out the most efficient way to make these cars talk to each other. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That we'll fight through this. If we have to do this in Guatemala or Honduras or Mexico or even Canada, we're going to get these self-driving cars. These are just speed bumps, no pun intended. To the phones we go. Hey, look, it's Vincent and Metairie. Welcome to Winning in Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Vincent?
Yes, I'm sorry I haven't heard the latest, but I'm kind of confused on this Department of Labor edict. I got one advisor telling me that these type of instruments are going away April the 10th. I got another one telling me, no, the only thing that's gone away are the people that can issue them, and only people with certain credentials can issue them.
So what is it that's going away?
They're no longer able to sell the type of policy that you don't lose your principal, enjoy the gains, but not the losses.
Okay, you're talking about fixed indexed annuities.
Right.
Yeah, it is going to change the landscape a little bit. It doesn't mean those products are going away, and they're probably not going to change. But there's a few hoops that the non-registered advisors now have to act as a fiduciary. There's a contract that they signed. They have to do full disclosures. They're going to have to disclose compensation. They're also going to have to have somebody above them sign off that was the proper thing to sell to you or advise to you or assist you entering that product. And they just can't make the decision by themselves and go forward. There's a good bit of paperwork that's going to come. And if it's qualified money, they're going to have these documents signed off on, and there's going to be a firm above them that has to sign off on it as well. And then that firm, depending on who they're working with, might get a slice of their pie, so to speak. So it is changing the landscape. I think it's watering down, but everybody should act as a fiduciary, meaning put you first no matter what. We don't have a problem with it. Go ahead.
Some people not qualified to do that, and some are.
Well, I put it this way. The landscape now that we operate under before is my firm is a registered investment advisor firm. I am the primary licensee of the firm, being I own the firm, so I have the Series 65 test, which is basically securities law. And having that based on past court rulings, I have to act as a fiduciary. Somebody that just has an insurance license under the present landscape does not have to act as a fiduciary, does not have to get licensed, but they can put you in that fixed indexed annuity. For those guys, the whole world changes. For us, we continue doing what we're doing, but are we going to have some more paperwork to get signed off on? Absolutely. Now, if it's after-tax dollars, non-qualified you're using, they don't have to act as a fiduciary. It only has to do with qualified money, which is like IRAs, your 401k money rolling over, such as that. The products aren't going away. Just some of these people that are selling it are likely to go away. But Trump's not through with his president as executive orders, and that might get delayed for a year is kind of our expectation.
But isn't the deadline, one guy told me the deadline for this for the changes is April the 10th.
Yeah.
And I needed to get my act together before then.
What is it they're trying to get you to do?
Well,
buy
I'm trying to roll over some money into one of those type of insurance.
Okay, and do not let them put the fear of God into you on this.
Right.
And if you want to take 3 months, you take 3 months. My firm has full capabilities of assisting in somebody in any of the three financial worlds, whether it be banking, Wall Street, or the insurance world. We are not losing any capability. We put you first, as always. So if those guys are going away, let them go away. If they say, well, we can't help you after April the 10th, well, I tell you what, I'll call you on April the 12th and see how you're doing because I know Gregory can take care of me. Do not let them put fear, and that's selling tactics. Put a stop to it. Do not let them do that to you.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. James Parker here. Hey, do me a favor. Grab your phone real quick. Go download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can connect with the show. You can call the show or send us a text message. You can connect with the office. You can find our next Gregory Ricks live event. You can set an appointment. You can listen to our podcast and previous shows. And if you're a client with Gregory Ricks, you can pop up your financial dashboard and see how all your accounts are doing in real time. Plus, there's no pictures of me. The Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Go ahead and download it right now because eventually you're going to need it. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
for taxpayers that get these phone calls. It's very scary. Give us a call. We'll call them back on your behalf. And usually those calls then go away.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're taking distributions from qualified money, that could be your 401k, 457, 403b, IRA, Roth, pre-59 and a half, there's 10% penalties. If you separate from employment from that company and the separation happens after your 55th birthday, it's not, oh, I retired at 54, now I'm 55, I can take the money. No, the separation has to be after your 55th birthday. Then the age 55 exception means you can take money from that company plan and not have to pay that 10% early withdrawal penalty.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Your wallet's favorite show, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
I like that. Your wallet's favorite show. We've had a lot of people tell us, you saved me some money. This is Winning at Life, the daily wrap that we do every evening at 7. If you're not catching us live on your Airfeed station, go to the stream. You need to download iHeartRadio app and download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and that will hook you up to so many things, especially listening to us on the stream. And we do this Saturdays from 10 to 1. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, and we definitely can help your wallet. It is live financial talk radio. The phone number is now 504-260-0995.
Okay, let's do this because I teased it before the show, and I don't want to torture you with it too hard. Move over Amazon. They were not the top online retailer over the holiday season, and they have been since eBay. I mean, that was the classic Clash of Titans there. Guess what website sold more than Amazon online in the fourth quarter of 2016?
Walmart,
that's right. Walmart is...
they got it going now.
Holy smokes. So we've been watching...
Now, look who's shuddering.
Well, and they should be, because what this has looked like, and Gregory, if you're new to the show, you're walking right into a fantastic conversation that we've been having for about 3 or 4 years now. And the fact that it looked like Walmart was Blockbuster and Amazon was Netflix. And we have just marveled in hindsight over the collapse of Blockbuster. They were everywhere. They had something like 80% of the video rental market. They had a chance to buy Netflix. They had all the capital and the head start and the name recognition and the infrastructure to be the streaming service, or first to be the DVD mail service, but then to be the streaming guys.
You know, if you're sitting there holding a VHS tape, you have to know everything gets faster, slicker, smaller. And then when DVDs came out, then what's going to be the slickest and fastest in the future? You have to think forward. It's like what we do with the show, what I do with my firm, is what's the next technology to bring in and be ahead of everyone else?
And you're right. And Blockbuster missed that step. Going from the VHS to the DVD now means that you could send it in the mail. Of course, you could mail a VHS tape, but it's not nearly the same as mailing DVDs. It's not the same cost. It takes up a fraction of the space. It's a ton cheaper. And so that tiny little physical innovation made the mail service open up the door for Netflix, and then they saw what was coming around the corner. If this is all going to be ones and zeros, why do we have to send it in a physical disc when we're finally getting this bandwidth thing worked out? And Blockbuster, there's no reason they should have imploded. There's no reason Blockbuster Video shouldn't be around today, and they should be Netflix. And we were thinking the same thing could happen to Walmart because Amazon was sort of taking a similar route and cornering the digital retail world. Hey, hello, everybody.
Yeah, that's the ultimate dropping the ball. There was no reason for Netflix to want to buy them, but there was that opportunity. Because in the early days, what was, Netflix's problem was bandwidth. But they needed everybody to catch up to where they're going. And now it's just like music. Apple, what they've done with the downloads. What Napster tried to do was allowing everybody to steal it all, but actually Napster is in the deal with iHeartRadio and plays a big part. It's not the same business model as before, but you just think about those early days of downloading music. And yeah, it was wrong, and it couldn't stay the way that it was done, but now it's become, let's see, you bought a vinyl LP lately? You bought a cassette tape? How about those 8-tracks? What happened to those? They became cassette tapes. And didn't we have some little disc you could listen? You know, okay, it turned into CDs.
Yes.
And was there a smaller version? I don't know. That got skipped over real quick. Oh, I can download music. No, now I can buy albums online and download them. And it's cool because everybody knows I hold the rights to it because I paid for it and I can play it anywhere. Oh, I can stream. I can build my own albums online. I don't need to have CDs stacked up in a corner collecting dust.
Gregory's getting past that, too. Now you don't even need to. Who needs to download the music and own the rights to it when there's on-demand services like iHeartRadio that'll do it?
I know. I don't have to buy or download anything. I just build my playlist, and I pay a nominal fee every month. I can listen to whatever I want, save it in my playlist, and I want to listen to May We All 10 times in a row. I can do so.
To the phones we go. This is John and Kenner. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, John?
Well, I have it's a strategy question. This year, I looked at my things that I have been doing for my retirement. And what I have done is I had a little rollover. I figured that I like the concept of that. Roth IRA. So I looked at my taxes and I said, yeah, let's do this. I'll pay an additional $2,000 in taxes and I'll roll over from qualified money to a Roth IRA, 10 grand. And I should have about another $2,000 of tax liability. However, I wasn't thinking about the penalty for health care. You see, we had health insurance, and then the insurance company said we were not compliant with the federal rules a few years ago. So things changed, and my boss looked at it. He's going to have to pay that, or twice as much, and I would have to pay twice as much. And so as an offering, he gave us an optical program and some dental insurance, and which was nice. And I was left, now I'm in a position where I'm going to have to pay four times more. And I said, well, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I won't. I'm a healthy guy. So I weighed that, and I've been paying a penalty the last couple of years. Well, I didn't know that applied to rollover money. So when I'm doing my taxes this year, it seems as though I'm going to have a much higher tax liability.
Your tax bracket jumped up, and now you're paying more tax on the conversion.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm thinking my new strategy will be, and, you know, we're depending thinly on the promises of politicians. So they have a guy out there that has been living up to promises, and there's going to be a tax-free structure. And I'm thinking I'm going to jump all over this if taxes... Well, first off, if I'm not going to be penalized anymore, but even if I will, if the tax rate's right, I would be willing
to get a nominal, you know, what they call them, a bronze policy, just for 1 year in order to make a big move and flush some of this qualified money out into an IRA in order to, I still have a lot of qualified money out there, but in order to
jump ahead of you right here?
Sure, yeah.
Because what you can do, if you've got a tax problem, you're surprised by the tax bill, you can recharacterize that Roth conversion. You have until October 15th of this year to reverse that with extensions to undo that Roth. And then you take a pause and you can do it again for next year. Might be your option once you see how this settles out. I think there was something they've changed on the tax code for next year already is the penalty questions removed from the 1040. Things are changing about right now, and we're going to have lower taxes. I might just do the pause and recharacterize that Roth and do it again for next year, and I bet you save a bunch of money.
I think that's kind of what I thought, and I'm glad that you said that because it verified what I thought. I appreciate your help, Mr. Rich.
Anytime.
Thank you, Johnny Kenner.
504-260-0995.
Our first two calls today were about changes that were on the horizon. This is why you listen to the show, guys. Sean and Slidell, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Sean?
I'm a new listener, so I appreciate all the advice you guys give over the airwaves.
Welcome to the family.
I got a question in relation to my father. I've got a father who's going to be 87 later this week. And a few years ago, he inherited from his sister some J.P. Morgan stock. That stock was about $37 a share at the time, maybe. So as you know, it has done quite well since that time. But given his age, I know that it's not a good idea to just keep all your eggs in one basket. So from what I'm trying to gather, and I'm not a stock investor, maybe I should hold on to that stock to see how it does this year with the interest rate increases before maybe we do something else?
Yeah, financials could do well this year with some of the change coming. They've been doing well of late. Now, remember, you have a step-up basis when you inherited that stock.
And I don't know what that means.
That means you don't have any tax liability on the value that you inherited. So let's say you inherited it and its value, its price was $40 a share.
Right.
And then you decide to sell it when it's 80. You're only going to be taxed on the 41 to 80 increase. You're not going to be taxed on 100% of its value.
Okay.
So keep those records.
What if he holds on to it and he just wills it and, you know, it's basically, it's been sitting there for years if something were to happen, God forbid, and it just sat there until he was, you know, no longer with us. And then when he just passed it down to the kids and the family, I mean, that would be an inheritance, or would you still have some kind of a tax consequence with something like that?
Is there a quick answer here? We got to take a break. You want to answer on the other side of this?
It's going to get a step-up basis as it moves on. That's what real property does.
All right, Sean. Hang on just a second. Maybe we'll just talk to him on the break real quick. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I'll read the question. If you have a revocable living trust that is set up to give distributions to your children over a 15-year period, should your IRAs and life insurance be included in the trust? The answer is yes. The life insurance can be included in that trust because it's a tax-free benefit. Your IRA can, but you were going to make the trust the beneficiary of the IRA, which is a fully taxable event. And we have our IRA inheritance trust to make sure those distributions go to the children without creating a lump sum taxable event.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
And I can give you those red flags if I see something going wrong or something that you're not aware of that others that kind of dabble in this business don't really know all facets and details.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissera. The White House working on a revised version of President Trump's so-called travel ban after the first executive order was suspended by a federal court.
We've been working very closely with the Department of State, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Justice, and the team here at the White House to make sure that the next step achieves the president's goal of protecting the country and does so in a way that recognizes the concerns of the court.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer. This is a New York judge says the government must identify approved refugees, valid visa holders, and other legal travelers subjected to President Trump's travel ban when it first went into effect last month. The U.S. Park Police looking for the person or persons who vandalized national monuments in Washington, D.C. over the weekend.
Five different locations in one evening is a lot.
Sergeant Anna Rose, who says they don't consider the vandalism to be a hate crime. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
We keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Are you taking care of business? We are. This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. What's cracking you up over there?
They were listening to the conversation on the break where I said these days when you're a parent, if you want to punish your kid, you take away their devices, their tablets and their phones, whatever. And yes, my three-year-old has a phone. It's not hooked up. He can't text. It's just on the Wi-Fi. But you don't actually take the phone away from them. You just hide their chargers.
The juice.
Right. And so they get to play for like a last little 12 harried minutes, but they don't enjoy any of it. It's a worse punishment than actually taking away their tablet or their phone or whatever. Just take away the charger. They cause so much suffering on themselves.
I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker. It started out by talking about I've been nursing my... What was that, a 6 had?
Yeah, the iPhone 6.
I had the iPhone 6, had it since it came out, which I don't know how many years that is. Doesn't seem like that long, but maybe it was. However, I was in desperate need of juice. It would not sync to the charger. It was just real finicky, and it was like getting worse every day. Like it just... losing and it could never get back to 100%. Well, if it did, it charged real fast and went down real fast. Then I had it like I'll call an episode on Sunday that, gosh, I can't get any juice. So Monday, I went and got the 7 Plus. I got the bigger phone and it's so awesome. I've used it all day. I still have 75%. I could go for days.
Now you're just wildly using juice left and right. No, I'll stream that. No, I'll upstream that. Dawn in Covington, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Riggs. How can we help you, Dawn?
Okay, great show. Thank you guys for all the advice that you give to everybody. I've got a situation. I work for a company closely held, and I've been given the opportunity to buy stock in the company. I have a 401k with them, and I have a previous IRA in place with about $100,000 in it that I would love to be able to take that money and use it to buy some of this stock. And I've been told there's some opportunities or ways to do that or channels. You have to go through some sort of financial company that's got a fiduciary responsibility in that. I don't know if that's correct or incorrect. Any advice would be greatly appreciated here.
Now, repeat once again what you're trying to buy.
I'm trying to buy stock in the company that I work for.
Do they have a stock purchase plan?
Yes. I mean, absolutely. I can use, buy all the stock I want to buy by writing a check to them. What I'm trying to do is use the money that I have from a previous employer's IRA that are rolled over to purchase that stock.
Okay. So is this the current employer or previous employer stock you're trying to buy?
Current employer.
Current. So you have a previous 401k that you rolled over into an IRA.
Exactly.
And you would like to use that money to buy more stock.
Correct.
If you're wanting to do it through the company plan, I tell you what, you can roll that IRA into the new company plan 401k. If that would help you jumpstart on buying that
stock.
I'm not
sure if that's an option, because I need to be able to essentially cut them a check for the stock purchase.
Okay. Well, that's kind of problematic because that's qualified money. You can't just go drop it in your checking account and write a check.
Right. Exactly. That's what. But I was.
So, are you getting it at a discount through them?
Well, it's only available through them, so it's not that there's a discount.
Okay. So this is probably
not publicly traded.
Okay. I see. Details do help. So, yeah, you're probably doing this with after-tax dollars is why you're needing to cut a check. And maybe not getting into all your numbers and everything, but, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this. Maybe it's good that that's an IRA and it's separate and you should do something else with it. You know, we do like diversification, even though there's something we want really bad. Sometimes later we find out, well, it turned out it was pretty good that I got some in, but I couldn't get any more in. I can't tell you how it's going to play out, but you can't write a check from that IRA.
Okay.
You're going to have to come up with some non-qualified money, after-tax dollars,
sure.
It sounds like.
Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't give you anything, but I think that helps you on diversification anyhow.
I mean, Don, do you understand why?
No, actually, I don't, because some of the internet research that I've done said that there are some channels to do that through specific, I guess the terminology is maybe struggling with, there's agencies.
You're probably maybe need to go and look at a self-directed IRA to do this, which is a third party. It's not going to be like Fidelity or Schwab or TD Ameritrade, any of those. And by the way, Fidelity Investments is our custodian. But you can go get a third party custodian, and you can probably make that transaction happen and it be inside of your IRA with the third party custodian holding the shares.
And is that something that your firm's able to do?
No. That's why it's a third party. Our Fidelity Investments is a primary custodian.
Right.
Let me see. I'll give you one in just a moment.
Yeah, self-directed IRAs, they are very tricky. People trip themselves up on it.
Sure.
Sounds like maybe this could be a cleaner idea of what you can do with the self-directed IRA. What we usually see people do is they want to buy rent houses or rental property or maybe a vending machine business or just something low-key. But then if you mix in your after-tax non-IRA money with that, then they go back and if it gets audited, then all that counts as a distribution. You go get taxed on all of it, and this could blow up in your face real quick. Any luck, Gregory?
Give me, well, need just a moment. If he needs to be, let me type it in a different way.
Yeah, and if it makes you feel any better, the idea that you have some non-publicly traded stock, that's nothing that you could really commingle non-qualified money with. There's, it doesn't need a paint job or upkeep or the lawn mode, so you might be okay. This might be as simple as it can get on a self-directed IRA. Well, look, if you go buy your IRA, if you go buy rental property with your IRA and then you use your personal money to go paint it, sure. then the IRS can come back and say, well, that distribution wasn't actually its own separate thing. We're going to count that all as a personal distribution. How much money did you take out? $100,000? All right, we're going to tax that as ordinary income, and then you'll be thrown in the max tax bracket because it all came in the same year.
Pensco, PENSCO.com. Okay. It's a reputable third party. We've got another one called Trust, etc. So that'd be Trust, ETC.com, self-directed IRAs. Those would two that I would contact to see if they can make that happen, because they can get checks cut out of self-directed IRAs to buy real estate, vending machine businesses. Why not buy some stock that's not available to public in your company?
You must like your new employer there, huh, Don?
So, not new employer. I've been with them for about almost 10 years now.
But oh, okay.
It's taken it long to get the opportunity to actually buy stock. So, it's
interesting.
Just a little more complicated than I'd prefer it to be. You know?
Well, self-directed IRA is going to be pretty complicated, too. So, have fun with all that. Let us know if you need any other help.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Don. Yeah, he gave the answer when you told him what he should do. He was like, no, I get it. And it's like, no, you don't, Don. That's because I do that to you all the time. When you're like, you understand, James? No, I don't, but
well,
I trust
you.
Well,
I was almost on the side he probably shouldn't do it. But look, if you want to, that's where to go is the self-directed IRAs.
All right, let's start.
You can do a lot of good and bad things with those.
David in Baton Rouge, you're next up on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hey, guys. Hey. A 401k from a previous employer. It's got about $140,000 in it, and the 401k that I've established with my current employer has about $50,000 in it. I'm just wondering, the previous 401k seems to be performing pretty well. It's a Vanguard plan, even through, you know, some pretty rough times over the past couple of years. It's really rebounding. Should I just leave it where it is? Is there any disadvantage to just leaving that Vanguard plan alone, even if I have, you know, no intentions of ever going back to work for that employer?
You can leave it there until they tell you they don't want it anymore. We think that future is coming to where, because they still have liability regarding their fiduciary responsibility to you, and you're no longer an employee. From what I've understood and seen going on, plans aren't going to want that in the future. But if you're really happy with returns and you do keep up with it, it's not going to be forgotten money. No problem with doing that. Now, remember, once again, if you roll it over to a rollover IRA account with your custodian, whether it be, say, E-Trade, Fidelity Investments, or some other firm, you know you can get Vanguard funds there in your account on your own without it being at the old 401k, but you don't have to move it. What's your age real quick?
Well, I put them on hold already.
Okay. Well, you didn't tell me.
All right. No, hey, what's your age, David?
I'm 36.
36.
Yeah. There's no reason to leave it, but if you're happy, do so until your mind changes.
Roll it over into an IRA by the same Vanguard fund, right?
Yeah, you can do that later if you want more control, because you have time lapse there. You can't move as quick.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. Have you thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
The title companies, at least the ones that Tracy and I work really closely with, and the lenders that we work closely with, they know their stuff. And that makes our lives a whole lot easier.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Most of what I hear when families come in and they're moving from one of the big banks that has a big brokerage firm, and what they feel is they're more like a number there and that they're not getting that personal service or that communication. And that's one of the things that's really important to me is that we provide that communication, we provide that service. But I'll tell you what, we're bigger than the average firm as that goes. And when you talk about who you're working with, the advisor, well, do they have a 12-person support staff? Do they have advisors working for them as well to make sure all of this happens?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, welcome back. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker, your home away from the show, gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. We have our next Gregory Ricks Live event coming up March 15th, the Ides of March, 6:30 p.m., Roos Chris and Metairie. I don't know, you and your friends may have an assassination of Julius Caesar party that day. Before and or after that, you can come out to Ruth's Chris in Metairie, come out, meet the team, see the Total Wealth Authority, meet Gregory Ricks. I'll be there. There'll be some food involved, and find out if Gregory Ricks and Associates is going to be your new home for your financial future. Reserve your seat. Get the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can do a couple thumb pushes away from an RSVP. Yeah, I know the thumbs are amazing these days. Or you can do the old-fashioned way. Remember this, call the office, 504-832-9200. Now, Gregory, 3 segments ago, we were supposed to break out the numbers on Wall Street, and huge day. All 3 market indices ended at a record. It's a record close, and we just pushed it off till the very last segment. You think we'd be falling all over this history?
It's just like, it's every day.
Well, yesterday was a little weird because we didn't have any market numbers to report. But let's rewind to where we left on this storyline from last Friday. We had the rare instance where the market ended at its daily low or high. Doesn't really happen that often, but there was that last little upswing at the end on Friday, and it ended at a market high. And then all 3 indices took that, and they walked forward today, ended up in green territory. In fact, I've got so much green over here, I'm getting a little nervous.
Russell 2000 closed at 1410.34, up 0.75%. S&P 500 up 0.60%, 2365.38. NASDAQ 5865.95, that's almost a 0.5% increase. And the Dow, remember, it wasn't too long ago, it just could not get through 20,000. And then it just would go to 20 and then drop back down. And now it's just kind of
We're at $20,743 even. There's no point whatever. It's 0.00. That's a 0.58% gain today. Wow.
Now, how long till we reach 21,000? Could be 2 days at this rate.
Not long. Could be next week. I wouldn't put money on it this week, but I'd buy some securities and put money on it for next week.
Saw on Fox Business today, if you followed the Wilshire 5000 index, literally the broadest snapshot of the stock market possible. The total market cap increase since the election, $2.9 trillion.
Yeah. 10-year treasuries dropped 3/32. They're at 2.442. So we're off at 2.5%. Let's see. Go look at a couple other fun things here. 30-year mortgage fixed 4.11. No, I'm sorry, 4.14. The last trade close was 4.11. So there you go. Where are we at on, you know, that metals type thing?
The commodities. We got crude oil. It was up 6 cents on the day, so it's at $54.39. Hey, that's positive move in the.
Hey, that's $54. That's kind of like, wow, it's hanging in there barely. I just saw the last 54.02. on aftermarket.
Heating oil, gas, and gasoline followed suit with minimal gains today. But gold was down $1.70 per ounce. It's now sitting at $1,237.20 per precious ounce. But look, I know it's down today, but it's feeling pretty robust as of late.
It's hanging there above $1,200, and silver's $18 and some few pennies.
The biggest loser on my short list today is Twitter. It was down 1.2%. And I have nothing else. I have a couple other things in the red, but nothing that's even a whole percent down. This was generally a market move up across the board, not just a couple of big guys leading the way and carrying the rest of the market on their back. A lot of good news out there. I'm starting to run out of time here. Did market comments, numbers, we feel good?
What about this? The news is really worse. Remember, I told you, you're going to wait to the last few minutes of the show to cover about the savings Americans have.
That's where I'm going. We'll do the tax overhaul.
Go ahead. Tomorrow. Ruin my day.
Okay. So, Americans, we know we're having a problem saving for our future. And it's weird because it's voluntary. Literally the richest country the world's ever known. And we don't have enough money to save. I don't even want to get into the fact that we all take our means and we live the most bleeding top lifestyle we can according to our paycheck. We could all be saving money. We could all take 10% of our money and still live a first world, happy, luxurious existence. We just choose not to. Why? Because steak is good. The average American couple has only put away $5,000. Now, check this out. Only a third of working Americans are saving money in an employer-sponsored or tax-deferred retirement account, and that's only if their employers even offer such plans. And technically, only 14% of companies do. And now that's almost all the large companies. Remember, what is it, 70, 90% of businesses are small businesses, and a big chunk of them are sole proprietors. So that explains that. But still, the point still stands, 14% of employers offer 401ks, and out of those 14%, only one-third of people are actively socking away money every month. There's a lot of people that have a 401k, and they've stopped putting money into it. They have a 401k from the old job that they didn't get one at the new job. So when you go look at who all has a 401k or who has some retirement savings, the numbers are actually inflated when we brought them up in the past.
You know, I'm an advocate for 401ks. Small firms, you know, mom and pop, solo 401ks. There's a way to put these together. Is there some fees? But in this world of low unemployment, helps you compete for employees. I'm just an advocate for more of those and more small businesses. There, you know, when you kind of say 14%, what that tells me is there is a lot of large small businesses that can do this and should be doing it, and it's advantageous to them to do so. I'm not some giant firm. What do I have? 12, 13 employees? And, yeah, we have 401k.
How expensive is it?
I don't know. Fees for me, I think, is probably $1,800 a year as far as fees.
Oh, that's not too bad.
And I match, and I want to do that for my employees. Does it cost me money? Yeah, but I'm thinking about the bigger picture. You want them hunting? Well, I got to go someplace where there's a retirement plan. What's part of the package of perks there? What's one of my other perks? A lot of flexibility I give employees. Not so rigid. Approve about anything. Hey, tell me, where you get that elsewhere?
For a guy with four kids, that's paramount. That's probably more important than the 401k. Women 65 and older are now working more than they did 20 years ago, and it's almost entirely because they cannot afford to do so. That is bizarre, because it used to be you would work until you died in this country. Retirement was something we invented about 100 years ago. And you saw older women not working nearly as much as the country got more prosperous. But that trend line's turned around, because we have the prosperity, but we spend it all.
You know, and we know who and agree on, and he wasn't a very good president, but he kind of invented retirement. And were people expected to live long into that?
You're
no.
You're saying FDR, aren't you?
Yeah. And now today, we live a long ways into retirement, and those that have the money, have the income, the three-legged stool, the four-legged stool, you know, have a lot of income, great positioning, but you still got a lot of people stuck in that old world pre-FDR that doesn't save money, and, well, I'll survive on Social Security, and they just get by. But gosh, the opportunity to accumulate over a lifetime and then have another lifetime of enjoying the wealth. You just got to save some. This doesn't have to be like save everything. Every bit's going to help.
That's going to do it for the show today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about how it's been 31 years since the last significant tax overhaul, and it probably is not going to go much longer than that. What can you expect to change in your taxes coming up maybe as soon as next year? Your home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Thank you very much for tuning in today. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
With Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of